determines the outcome. The goal determines the outcome. So this class, there's some answers here for you if you're open to them. Your not understanding couldn't be a fault of mine because I'm a spectacular teacher. Paragraph one. Everything happens in paragraph one. So if I'm a spectacular teacher, you are a spectacular teacher too. Because the one thing that is impossible, that's impossible, is for us to truly be different. So remind yourself why you came today.
That'll show me.
Love and happiness.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right.
Especially a black man, if I just wasn't a woman in America. like that and didn't get that education. If I hadn't gone through that situation right there, then I'd have what I want. Let go of the blame game. Let go of the blame game. What do you want? We request. We deserve. What's coming to us is that's all you deserve. So I'm going to say, to this end, I'm going to say this from the Course in Miracles. You are entitled to miracles. You can go by yourself. Makes me want to moan. Feel yourself moaning for love. I'm so ready for love.
Thanks, read with me. We're on page 227. Thank you for being here. And start with paragraph 8. It says, you who have tried to learn what you do not want should take heart, for although the curriculum you set yourself is depressing, the curriculum you set yourself is depressing. It's merely ridiculous. If you look at the curriculum that you set up for yourself that's depressing you, it's really not depressing so much as it's ridiculous. Is it possible that the way to achieve a goal is not to attain it? Resign now as your own teacher. Resign now as your own teacher. The resignation will not lead to depression. Resigning as your own teacher will not lead you to depression. Resigning as your own teacher will be merely the result of an honest appraisal of what you taught yourself. If you honestly appraise what you taught yourself, you would resign as your own teacher. And if you really do an honest appraisal of the learning outcomes that have resulted from you teaching yourself, you'd be glad to resign. Under the proper learning conditions, if you want to know what a proper learning condition is, from a course, I'm just sharing Course in Miracles perspectives, nothing that you have to necessarily believe or welcome or accept. I meant to say that. I'm sharing ideas, but it's not about me thinking that you need to believe what I'm saying. Okay? So I just want to be clear about that. That way we hear it. You don't have to believe anything I'm saying. I'm not asking you to believe anything I'm saying. But it's true. And since I know that, it don't matter. I know I'm Earl Purdy. Whether you believe it or not doesn't matter to me. Once you know something, it doesn't matter to you whether anybody else believes it. So if you're worried about whether somebody else believes something, it means you don't believe it yourself.
That's deep.
Because if you did believe it, you would not be affected one way or another by whether or not somebody else believed it. because you know it to be true. You know you who you are, and it wouldn't make you any difference if anybody in this room said they really didn't believe it. Would you change your mind about it? Because you say you don't believe I'm real pretty, I go, well, I wonder if I'm real pretty too now. but that's kind of the way we do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like we'd be so certain about something just because somebody else doesn't say, yeah, right on. Because there's a point on the spiritual path in which in order to proceed to the next level, you have to let go of your need to have witnesses and people around you to say, attaboy, you're doing it right. Okay? As a matter of fact, when you're making some of your greatest strides, you may look like there's no one around you saying you're doing it right. because they are part of the old mindset you're trying to let go of. So don't expect them to say you're right. Because then they would have to change.
Yeah.
It's much easier to make you wrong, stay the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
So don't fall for that. Don't fall for that.
That's good.
A sure sign of laziness is needing somebody to agree with you. Because it becomes an incredible excuse not to move forward in your own path. Okay. The resignation will not lead to depression. Your resigning as your own teacher will be merely the result of an honest appraisal of what you taught yourself and the learning outcomes that have resulted. Under the proper learning conditions, and the proper learning conditions are what? Conditions you neither provide nor understand. So you don't provide the proper condition for you to learn, and in most cases you don't even understand the proper condition for you to learn. So the proper learning condition is not a learning condition you can provide if you really resigned as your own teacher. Breathe. You don't have to believe it. Just listen. But under the proper learning conditions, which you can neither provide nor understand, you will become an excellent learner and an excellent teacher. So you become an excellent teacher. You become an excellent learner when you are in learning conditions that you didn't set up. Okay, let's breathe. Keep hearing it. Keep hearing it. Keep breathing. Your learning potential, properly understood, is limitless. When you make a funny voice, you know what it does? It brings you completely into your body. Whenever you do anything other than your usual routine, you enter your body. Now watch when I say this with a funny voice. Your learning potential, properly understood, is limitless. Your learning potential, when properly understood, is limitless. So if you properly understood your learning potential, you'd realize that your learning potential is unlimited.
Wow.
See, I see the difference when you hear it? I just kept saying it until we heard it. Because hearing a new truth is like driving a nail into a piece of board with a hammer. Very few of us do it on the first blow. When I'm hammering, I have to plop, 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 plop. True, 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 true. You know, I don't hear it the first time. That's why I'm going very slow in the course and I repeat myself. That's on purpose. Because all you have to do is hear it to have your mind transformed for you. If you've heard it, you have changed your mind. Because until you change your mind, you can't hear what I'm saying. That's deep, isn't it? Your learning potential, properly understood, is limitless. Why? Because if you properly understand your unlimited learning potential, it will lead you to God. So what is God? God is perfect happiness. You were created by happiness. Happiness created you. Perfect love created you. God is complete love. So the Course is saying your learning potential properly understood is limitless because your learning potential properly understood will lead you to perfect happiness. God. Now, you can teach the way to your perfect happiness and you can learn the way to perfect happiness. Guess what? You can teach the way to perfect happiness and you can learn the way to complete happiness. 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 You can learn the way to complete happiness if You can learn the way to complete happiness.
If.
You can always substitute if with when, and you'll see they mean the same thing. It's powerful. Like Vincent, you could say, you can teach the way to God, which is perfect happiness, and learn the way to perfect happiness when you follow. Instead of just saying, if you follow. If you follow who?
You.
The teacher. Who is the teacher? Who knows the way to happiness? So let me get this straight. I got a problem, and I'm wondering how to get out of that problem. How do I get out of that problem? How am I led to my perfect happiness? First thing I need to understand is that I need to follow who knows the way to it. I need to listen to who knows the way to it. Not only that, who also understands the curriculum for learning it. I need to make contact with who knows the way to it and knows the curriculum for learning it. So if you want to get out of any situation that you're in, all you have to do is turn to a teacher. And a teacher would be someone who knows the way to the solution and understands the curriculum for learning the solution. I got to go to Holy Spirit. I have to go to my greater self, my divine self, my God self, my spiritual self. It's your spiritual self that will solve this problem or fear or pain. Now, the Course says, now you can tell when God is finally teaching you or the higher power is teaching you, he said, because the curriculum will be totally unambiguous. So if the curriculum is coming to you from the Creator, it's going to be unambiguous. What does that mean? Well, if you keep reading, it says it means the goal is not divided. Unambiguous means I'm not split between two different things. It's just I only want you to have one thing. There's no ambiguity in God's curriculum. I want you to have one thing. Total safety. Total joy. Total happiness. Total peace. That's all love wants you to have. Its goal is unambiguous. It's not, I want you to have love, and no, I don't want you to have love. Ooh, I want you to have love. Oh, I don't want you to have love. Ooh, you don't deserve love. Ooh, I want you to love you. Ooh, you're so wonderful. Ooh, I don't like you. Ooh, I wish you did. I love you. It's not. So I don't know how to get to this kind of love, and I don't know anyone who gives it either. So, one thing's for sure, you are not my teachers. And I'm not yours. It's something greater than both of us that's our teacher. Breathe. Good. One more time. So this sounds ridiculous. So what does it mean to have a goal that's undivided? It means that the means, the way you're going to achieve your goal, and your goal, the end, are in complete accord. So I'm in total fusion. I'm in total focus when the goal is undivided. I only want one thing. I want love. I want peace. I like to say the word peace. I want peace. That's all I want. My goal isn't divided. I want peace, which means I'm unambiguous, which means I am undivided. So that means the means and the end must be in accord. What is my goal?
Peace.
So how would I attain it through?
Peace.
My goal is peace. My means is peace. If I'm going to have peace, I have to give peace to have it. So the way to get what I want is to use what I want to get there. Means and end must be in accord. I can't say I want peace and think I'm going to attack you, Judy, because then the means would not be in alignment with the goal. The goal is for me and you to have peace. If I'm going off on you, trying to make you feel guilty. Try to make you feel guilty. You ought to be so glad. if you just had a relationship change or somebody move out of your life, whether it was a friend, a lover, you ought to be so glad. Because you learned as much as you could from each other at this time. And you'll surely meet again in innocence and holiness. But in the meantime, while you ain't getting along, you could have somebody that's loving you up. While we're mending, we gonna be parties. And when you decide to be sane with me again, then we can take up right where we left off. Because I don't have a grievance towards you. So if I don't have a grievance towards you, then it's nothing else for me to do but wait for you to have sense enough to not want to have a grievance toward me. But I'm not gonna stand around and wait for you to do that, because you'll probably do it faster if I'm not around. Because first of all, I won't be a constant reminder of the grievance. And you get a chance to see it was you that created it, because you do the same thing with somebody else. Then you then have to get you to take your focus off the person and realize that the only place it needs to be corrected is in your own mind. And the focus on the person is just a smokescreen to keep you from actually having that one goal manifest, which is your peace. Because you can't tell me that it's more pleasant to be looking in the face of someone who's miserable, showing you that you're crucifying them, versus them not being around. As a matter of fact, it's depressing when you're upset with somebody by yourself, because then you're doing all that suffering and nobody can see it. You know, and we want some witnesses. We want somebody to see us suffering. You know what I'm saying? Well, you've seen it with people. You know, you're talking to them and they're all upset and they're sad and they're pitiful, and somebody call them on the phone. If you're going to be like, on the phone. The phone's going to ring and they go, hello? Yes. Mm-hmm. Take care of that. Okay. No problem. Okay. See you, sweetie. Click. Oh, I just know it's me. It's not going to ever work. You know what I'm saying? If they could pull themselves out for 1 second, they could pull themselves out for 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month. That was a choice to be calm and peaceful while you were talking on the phone. You could have kept that decision after you hung up. But you wanted somebody to see you suffer. Because there's no greater witness to the innocence of the people around you than your happiness. How can, there's no greater, I know. I feel the same way sometimes. I'm listening, I guess I'm afraid I'm just going to blow up y'all little black pieces of flesh all over y'all. You know. But sometimes the truth, sometimes I read sentences in this book and it's literally, and you run across them when you start to read it, you come across some sentences that you almost can't get out of your mouth, or you'll transpose it, like you'll leave out a word or something. You'll change it from what it means and make it into something. It's weird. This is a weird book because it makes sense. Okay, I'll say it again. Now the Course is telling you that, you know, your learning potential is unlimited, but you can't provide the conditions that's going to get you out of the situation. You resign as your own teacher. The once you resign as your own teacher, you ought to feel better, but you'll only feel better if you've been honest in your appraisal about how good and successful you've been at making yourself happy all the time. He says, once you honestly appraise how successful you've been in keeping you happy all the time, you'll actually not be depressed, but you'll feel relieved when you resign as your own teacher. Then the next thing he says is, okay, you're going to get out of this, but the proper learning conditions are not conditions that you can provide. And also, proper learning conditions are not conditions you understand. So when you finally get the condition that's going to finally help you, the thing you're probably going to say the most is, I don't understand. So if you're right now, and I say a lot of stuff, and you go, I don't understand, then you know you're under the proper learning conditions, because you don't already think you know. Okay, so you're doing great. Give yourself a break. If you're in a big, I don't understand, what the hell are you talking about? You're under proper learning conditions. Okay, if you're there, be proud. Okay, don't be something feeling ignorant, you know. I'm full of proper learning conditions this morning. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I don't make no sense to me. Okay, good. That means that I'm now talking to you. Now me and you are in communication. Your ego never understands the truth. So you have to... That little squirrel was inside of you. But it was cute. Y'all saw Easter squirrel before. Okay. I guess I'm an Easter squirrel. Okay. Let me get serious so I can stay in the body longer. Okay. All right. I've got to slow time down. Sadness slows time down. If you're late and you really want to get to work and you need more time, just feel sad about it. Give you 5 extra minutes. You know how sadness slows time. When you're happy, or if you have a deadline, fast. So if you want something to go fast, just give it a deadline. I'm giving a deadline to my happiness. I want it to happen before I die. That's my deadline. My deadline is now. I want it now. Anybody else want it now? Okay, you know, do you know that if you're saying you want it now, do you know you're saying you want it here? See, usually when we think we want it now, we'd be honest, we think it's located somewhere else. We said we want it now, but then we think it's somewhere else. But in order to have it now, you have to always link now with here. Because that's where you're located. You want it anywhere else, then either you got to move or it's got to come to you. So I want my happiness now. And I don't know how to provide the proper conditions in which to give it to myself, except to resign as my own teacher, because I haven't been very good at doing it on any kind of regular, permanent basis. I do it sometimes, but not permanently. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it says, I love this. You need offer only one thing. That's the only thing the Spirit is asking of you is how many things? One thing. Can you remember one thing?
Yeah.
How many of y'all think you can remember one thing?
Yeah.
How many of y'all would agree that remembering one thing is easier than remembering many things?
Yes.
We all agree on that, right? Okay. Here is the one thing that Spirit asks of you. Your undivided attention. It says that if you will just give your peace and happiness, your undivided attention, everything else will be given you. You will be given everything else you need to survive. You will be given everything else you need to survive. You will be given everything else you need, period. You will be given everything you need when you start putting your undivided attention on your own spiritual growth. However you define that. When you put love first, and you're receiving love first, and you're being free first, and you're experiencing your freedom first, undivided, that's what you want. Everything else will be given. It said given. Given. Not earned. It said given you.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Some of this stuff just feels so good just to have the vibrations go through my body. Just the vibration of me saying to y'all, given me. You know, just given. It feels good. To let those kind of words, because I let the words of upset go through my body real quickly. I quickly tell someone what I'm feeling upset about, what I'm sad about, what I wish was different. But I don't let the loving thoughts come through my body as quickly. So I'm going to let the idea of me, I let the idea of me bargaining and losing come through me, but I don't let the idea of being given everything I need. Given everything I need. Given everything I need.
If you love drama, when you hear the answer that would get you out of your drama, you go unconscious.
I'll say it one more time.
If you want to maintain a situation just the way it always is, when you're being told the way out of it, you will go unconscious. So by noticing what you go unconscious on, you know what situations you're trying to prolong. Mm-hmm.
Prolong. Southern is prolong. So you already know what you want to hang on to. How could you really be in a hellacious situation and not be excited about hearing the way out?
Yeah.
unless you really wanted to keep the hellacious feeling that you're having, which is the only reason why you gave yourself the situation or circumstances of setting you in the first place, was to get the feeling of guilt and fear and anger that it supplied you with, that keeps your ego, fear, separate self going. So it's really never the thing you're upset about, is why do you want to be upset? Ask yourself that, if you want out. And then what you tell yourself, well, I'm going to resign as my teacher of how to get out of this, and I'm going to let the part of me that can provide the proper learning conditions that I don't understand start showing me how I can have it, because my learning potential is unlimited. But here's the catch. Earl, I'm going to have your undivided attention. And see, that's what I don't want to give. And that's the thing that I used to be the most upset with people about, was not giving me attention and not giving me the kind of attention I wanted. That's what most of my upset was about. Then I realized I don't really know how to give attention, that I'm really wanting something that I don't give, because I don't call giving someone attention for what I can get giving them real attention. So my ego would say, well, I do know how to give people attention. Well, actually, I was giving them a lot of attention because I wanted to be special and I wanted to get something from them. I wasn't giving them real attention, because real attention never ceases. I don't know how to give you all real attention, so I no longer am going to try. I don't know how to love you, so I'm no longer going to try. I don't know how to forgive, so I'm no longer going to try. Because just by trying to forgive you, I'm really insinuating that there's something to forgive you for. And if I'm trying real hard to love you, then on some level I think love is sourced in me, and that I'm the cause of it, and lost sight of my relationship to God. So I'm no longer trying to love anybody. I'm just simply trying to get out of the way of the love coming through me to them, to love them for me. It's a lot easier to let love people than for you to love people. Because if it was easy for you and me to love people, we'd already be doing it. And we know why we don't love them. It's because they don't meet our expectations. And when they do, we'll be glad to love them, won't we? We'll be the most greatest lovers that ever lived. As soon as you act the way I want you to, I love you. I promise you. As soon as you do what I want, other than let me control you, I love you. But when you stop trying to love people, which is the same as saying stop trying to interfere with their happiness, they'll be so thankful that you left them alone and helped them feel okay the way they were. They'll love you. And you start to receive all the love that you were trying to get when you were trying to manipulate the situation by making them feel... Not really. I mean, I wouldn't even want to be around anybody that it was a sacrifice for me to accept their bullshit. Okay. I call love me loving your bullshit. And when I love you, there's nothing about you that's a sacrifice for me to be around. So there's no such thing as loving your stuff. I can only try to love the stuff of a person I don't love. When I don't love you, everything you do becomes an opportunity for me to have another workshop and therapy session. If all you experience in a relationship is pain, it's not love. You need to let go of that idea that you're in love with somebody you're hurting over all the time. You're not. You're feeling fear of loss. But you're not feeling love. That's all you're feeling is loss. That's all you feel. I feel my love for the neighbor. You feel your loss for them. You're feeling like you lost something. You don't feel love. Because if you felt love, if you really felt love, and it's like I had a situation one time where a person that I loved at that time, I thought, chose out a relationship and seemed like they fell in love with somebody else. But the weirdest part about it was, because of being in the truth so long, I realized that I wanted that person to be happy, whether they were with me or not. And it wasn't like I was trying to be spiritual to make myself feel that way. I just noticed that for me to get upset with a person for moving toward what they think is going to really bring them happiness and joy is not something to forgive them for. I might not have particularly liked their style of making the change. You know what I'm saying? But if I really love you, then I want you to be happy. You know, that's it. I mean, if I don't want you to be happy, I don't love you. I just have a lot of guilt. I have a lot of anger. So I'm still teaching myself. I'm still teaching myself what love is. That's how you can tell when you haven't resigned as your own teacher. The way you can tell if you have not resigned as your own teacher is you don't get what you want. You don't get the outcome. Now, what I mean by you being your own teacher, I mean the you that doesn't know the answer. The you that doesn't know what's going on. The you that can't tell me what you're going to be doing 3 hours from now. The you that can't tell me what's going to be happening 1 month at this moment. The you that doesn't know what I'm thinking, and the you doesn't know what anybody else is thinking, and the you that doesn't know what they were doing before they came and won't know what they're doing now. That you, that's the you that you have to resign.
And that's where you get to the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit is nothing but the part of you that does know. So it's not like you're giving it to some man in the sky. The Holy Spirit is like you're giving it to the part of you that is love, that is infinitely wise, that is, but you know it's not the you. Right? Because the you cannot tell me what I was doing 2 hours ago. So you know you aren't the one that any spiritual books are talking about.
Right.
Yeah. You'll start to realize that all the spiritual books that you've ever read were being read by another part of you that you didn't even know about.
Yeah.
It's the part of you that does want out. The part of you that does want joy. The part of you that does want... That's the part of you that brings you to the relationship class. And then the part of you that doesn't know how to have all of that tries to figure it all out while it's listening to me. That's deep, isn't it? It's like I'm very aware when I'm standing before any group of people that I talk to that I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to them. See, it's happy to be good to me. There's two sets of students sitting in front of me. It's the one that wants to hear the other way and ready to resign as their own teacher, who do know they need to have some proper learning conditions that they can't provide and that they need all the help in the world. And then there's another one that just doesn't get it. I'm not talking to the doesn't get it one. It'll never get it. It was made not to get it. It was the part of you that you made up with the express purpose of always intervening and interfering with your having what you want. Deep, isn't it? But y'all know, if you search in your soul and in your home, you know what I'm saying is right. Okay? Because we all got big holes. The Course says it over and over again. We got this feeling of lack. That's a hole. And some people have such that they identify with the part of themselves that feels lack. It's like a bottomless pit. I don't care how much you give, it's never enough. I don't care how much you give, it's never enough. You know what's so funny about it? You're like, you're trying to give it to them, right? But all you're really doing is giving it to yourself. And you're looking for them to change, but you don't know just by your being willing to give it, you changed yourself. You made yourself more loving. And you made yourself more blessed. Even if their hole never got filled, because you can't give anything that you don't receive first.
So then you see yourself as W-H-O-L-E.
You see yourself as W-H-O-L-E.
Trying to fill their H-O-L-E.
Yeah, trying to fill their H-O-L-E. And trust me, it doesn't work.
I did that one night.
Thank you for sharing. Y'all really looking cute. Everybody look cute on Easter Sunday. I want to tell y'all, that's the one time of the year we got clean when I was growing up, boy. Petticoats everywhere. I was almost suffocated when I was a kid. Okay.
Did they wear hats?
Yeah, and the hats. Don't mention the hats. Black women could wear some hats.
I love that.
I'm telling you, serious hats. Hats have fruits and trees and cars and neighborhoods and skyscrapers and stuff on these hats. A little zoo be on top of that. My aunts and mothers and stuff, they could do some hats. Okay. I used to love to be around people who were older than me when I was growing up. I was just the opposite of how most children are, in terms of not wanting to be around the elders and thinking that the elders don't know anything and shouldn't even be paying a lot. It's like I was just the opposite. It was like I was totally fascinated by their wisdom. You know, the mere fact that they had been around that long. You know, it's like I wanted to hear what you got to say that might be able to save me some time. So I always had a lot of freedom because I was a kid that obeyed. And when I obeyed, everybody trusted me. And since I basically meant well, that was cool. But then they also gave me all kinds of freedom. They would always go, and I trust you, so you can come home 3 weeks from now. But I'm only 10, Ma, but I trust you. Take 3 weeks. Now I'm thinking about that. Okay. Who can tell me what the only thing they have to give to have everything they want?
Undivided
attention. Do you notice that you want to give your undivided attention to something that you think you love? You notice that when you get in a relationship, if a friendship is really new, or anything is really new that you think you love, you want to give it your undivided attention. So you never have to make anyone give you their undivided attention who loves you. They can't help it.
Cool.
They don't want to be able to fight it and can't even fight it. It's like there's no such thing as two people who really love each other coming up on each other and resisting each other. It doesn't happen. If you got a lot of self-control, you probably don't love them. These are just thoughts. You don't have to believe them. But if you look at your experience, you could see a lot of truth in what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you really love something, you just naturally give it your attention. And no one has to make you give attention to stuff that makes you happy and that you really enjoy. You got a favorite TV program, no one makes you watch your favorite TV program. You get upset if you think you're not going to be able to watch your TV program. You're the same way. We all want to be somebody's favorite TV program.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But our ratings suck. Your ratings suck. I want to be number one on your Nielsen rating, but my ratings are way, way down. You know, it's hard to be number one when I'm not loving you. So I want to have people in my life that I love, and I want to be surrounded by people that I love and who love me, so that it'll be easy to be on the spiritual path. My old way used to be, I would try to spend all my time with the people that I thought I needed to learn how to love so I could love more. Anybody recognize that path? How happy has it made you? Because it's a setup. I'm going to tell you why it's a setup. As soon as I work on our relationship enough for me and you to now love each other and be at peace with each other, instead of me being in that relationship and letting all of our wishes be fulfilled, because whenever you're in a relationship with somebody that you give each other peace, you can create the condition in which your wishes can be fulfilled. It's like people wonder, well, how do I have my wishes fulfilled? There are laws to manifestation. And the first law of manifestation is peace. And so if two are joined, there's nothing that you can't have. If two join, everything is made by joining. So if me and you join in peace, we've created a condition that allows things to manifest. So as soon as I'm finally with the person I can manifest with, my fearful ego self says, leave her alone,
and now work on her. See, I didn't spend any time really enjoying our relationship before I came up with the next person that needed to be worked on, or the next situation that needed to be worked on, or the next goal that needed to be worked on. I didn't stay in appreciation of what I had achieved and let that environment create what I wanted so that I could move into the next moment and enjoy it. I set it up where I had to go right back to trying to make stuff happen again. Because I didn't stay in the situation of peace long enough to let anything manifest. Because my ego has taught me it's all about the next problem, the next growth experience, the next problem, the next growth experience, the next problem. So I spent all my time trying to make myself love people and not spend enough time with the people that I already have peace with. Not realizing that spending my time with the people I already have peace with creates the conditions that allow me to have all the things I want. And there's no way if I'm having everything I want in terms of love and peace, that if I did come around the people that I did have grievances with, I would be so strong in my peace and joy that I could be a means to pull them out of their fear just by looking at me.
Wow.
So a real relationship of love creates so much power in love that other people are drawn out of their fear just by the two of you looking at them. So when you're looking in the eyes of someone who loves you, you can tell because all fear will disappear. So it's like, I'm scared, but I was so attracted to you at this party. I'm kind of scared to talk to you. And I got a lot of rules I need to tell you about, but I really think I'm attracted to you and I love you. See, somebody talking to me like that. I know that if I got intimate with that person, I am just asking for drama. If you really love me for real, you would know I was safe, you would recognize me, and you would join with me. Haven't been recognized a lot. How about y'all?
What about y'all?
Y'all been recognized? Your recognition factor way down. But that doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. Do you hear me? That doesn't mean anything's wrong with you because I don't recognize you doesn't mean something's wrong with you. So I'm working on myself so I can be recognized as if something is wrong with me and that's why people are not seeing me. That's not true at all. You are beautiful. And anybody that can see, sees it. But right now, the way you think about yourself and the way you really are so different, it looks like I'm talking about somebody else. So, as part of my Easter present, part of my African heritage, I'd like to put a voodoo spell on y'all. This is the good voodoo. Okay. Want the good voodoo?
Yeah.
Your learning potential, properly understood, is limitless. I order you to do what you will. I order you to do what you will. I order you to listen to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I order you to listen to yourself. I order you to be in charge of your life. I order you to follow your heart. I'm controlling you with the voodoo of freedom. I do freedom voodoo. Freedom voodoo. Freedom voodoo. No matter what's happened in the past, just tell yourself that somehow it was for your own best interest and it helped you become who you are right now. And at that moment, you would have blessed your past. You would have released your past. All you have to say is everything that happened, whether I realize it or not, everything that happened to me in the past, whether I realize it or not, was for my own best interest. Anything that happened to me in the past, whether I recognize it or not right now, whether I can believe believe that or not right now, I'm going to claim that it was for my own best interest. Could you acknowledge yourself on Easter? Oh, wow. I was just getting warmed up. But another part of me was dead. So it's time to stop. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you. Thank you. Sharing with me. They got one other thing we're going to do before we go out into our resurrection day. If you've ordered CDs in the past, especially on Sunday, we got the CDs up front. We also got extra CDs. These classes are pretty intense, and it's very helpful if you can listen back to them. So I invite you sometimes to just invest in a CD and just see the difference it can make listening to it in the car or while you work or do something. Next Course in Miracles class is Wednesday at 12 noon, Thursday at 5, at 7 p.m. Thursday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. And I'm available for one-on-one sessions for you or even somebody you may know. If you really want a different approach to the same thing you've been going through over and over again, you might want to consider having a session with me.
Man, I was grooving. Yeah, she was grooving.
I'm so glad. Take a breath. What y'all think about that?
I loved it.
Want to give
me
some feedback?
Yeah.
What y'all think about
it? I loved it because all I have to do is give my undivided attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that. And everything will be given to me. That's, I like that idea.
Yeah, everything will be given to me. What's the hardest part about what you heard?
Doing it.
Was it any concept or idea that you heard that you found you had the most resistance to?
Yes.
What was the resistance concept?
I don't understand and getting out of the way of thinking I know it all.
You have a lot of resistance to that idea?
I fell asleep in my chair like
I have resistance about wanting them to be happy because they left me.
Right.
You are
Miserable. Nothing worse than being with somebody and then next time you see them, they're happier than they were when they were with you.
Partying like
it's so disgusting. You know, at least if you break up, you want to feel like at least things went horribly. You know, but you don't really want to, you know, hear about how as soon as they left you, they won the lottery. You know,
yeah.
And when you become conscious, you realize that no matter what happened after the situation seemed to have ended or changed, it was for your own best interest.
Yeah.
No matter what happened, and you want them to be happy. You want, but it won't be like your ego sitting down saying, "In order to be a spiritual person, I really need to be trying to want them to be happy." Remember, resign as your teacher. That's what the book is saying to me. It's like saying, Earl, resign. Your whole idea of how you do the love thing, you just need to resign. You want to have a good week this week? Don't try to love nobody. You'll be in your natural state. I don't know how to love you unconditionally in my ego. I don't know how to love everybody in my ego the same. It's like a ridiculous goal for my separate self. But I can halfway treat one person right. So why don't I start with my single relationships? Why don't I start with my single relationships? And I'll stack the odds in my favor by as much as I can choosing to be around people who I appreciate and who appreciate me. Then I won't have to be effortless so much because you know what? What I like really is in front of me. So it's easy for me to show my appreciation.
And if I really am really connected to you, then I know that both of us are going to miss the mark sometimes because we're both trying to learn. So therefore, when we do have those occasions where we're missing the mark, I can handle it because I know the truth is you want to really love me and I want to really love you and we really want to be joined in an eternal relationship. So we will survive whatever it is it looks like we're going through together because we have decided to join and be together. No one can break up anybody who want to be together. You can't do it. That's why jealousy and all that stuff will go out of the window. You know, because if you really with somebody who really wants to be with you, you don't have to worry about losing them. But if you want to be with them beyond the point at which you've learned as much as you can at this time, then you're just going to feel a lot of pain. And the more you try to hold it together, the more pain you're going to feel. Because you're trying to prolong something that has temporarily fulfilled its function. And you're blocking the next level of the love that you deserve to have based on the work you did in that relationship. It's like repotting the plant, but you are the plant. At first you were planted in this relationship, now you're getting planted in a better relationship. You got to allow yourself to be repotted, so to speak. This just gives a whole new meaning to pot.
That's what I thought.
And doing pot. See, baby, say, I do lots of pot. And feel proud.
I do potty.
Yeah, that's right. I'm learning how to use the potty.
I've been potty
trained. See, we got a whole new perception of pot. You know what I'm saying? You know, which I think is wonderful. Okay. So, I'm sorry. As long as you keep coming here, I'm going to keep telling you that you deserve to be happy and that you're going to win.
Thank you.
I don't care how you react. I'm going to tell you. All right?
That's what kind of person I am. Okay, so we're going to do the quick two-minute review, and then we're going to run out of here to create more things we have to forgive. Okay?
For your life, you don't have to compromise.
I'd like to ask you to just tune in right now. And come into a meditative state.
You can hear that word. You can show them what it means to love.
I'd like to ask you to focus on the idea of resigning right now as your own teacher.
Never have to worry, never be afraid, 'cause I am always high.
Next time, may the course be with you.